The epistle for the Feast of the Assumption is taken from Judith chapter 13. The Lord had blessed thee by his power, because by thee he had brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord, the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, who hath directed thee to the cutting off of the head of the prince of our enemies, because he hath so magnified the name of this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men, who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever. For that thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the honor of our people. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 1. At that time Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him. Please be seated. We will not learn it in books, but only on our knees. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, today we celebrate the fact that Our Lady was assumed body and soul into heaven. And so certainly this privilege comes to her being the Mother of God. This privilege that she was assumed by the power of God into heaven is because of her being the Mother of God, being immaculately conceived. Yesterday was the feast day of St. Maximin Kolbe, who was the founder of the Knights Immaculata. And so from that quote that I gave you at the very beginning, he kind of gives us the sense and the understanding and the idea that some of the things, the mysteries of our faith, will not be something that we can read through, we can study, we can understand through a textbook in itself, but that some of it will come to us through our piety, the holiness of life that we have, our prayer life, as we pray to Almighty God to understand and have a greater knowledge of our faith. And so for him, obviously, he formed the Knights Immaculata to defend the church, defend our faith. But that's where we also understand the idea of prayer. In prayer, and how necessary it is for us, one, not only to comprehend our faith or have a greater understanding of our faith, but then when we ask God for things, when we beseech Almighty God, that we come to him with that childlike faith. And that understanding that we have of that is so important for us. But it's not necessarily that it's only book knowledge that will get us where we need to go in terms of heaven. That it does require a great piety from us, a holiness of life. And I think that's where we have to remind ourselves of that. The prayer life that we need, and especially now as we prepare for the pilgrimage, usually the Assumption is always somewhere around the pilgrimage itself. That as we try to prepare for these 2 days, as I say, whether you're being able to stay at home and try to unite yourself with that, you're helping as a support, or that you actually walk the pilgrimage itself or part of the pilgrimage, that we come with that spirit of prayer and recollection. I think that's something that we always try to remind ourselves of as we start off on the pilgrimage itself, and how it can be an example to the people around us. You know, whether we go through, you know, Denver, we go through these different areas and people ask what we are doing. But if we show to them our faith, our belief in God, it certainly can be a means of instruction for people. But hopefully then also for our own selves, that when we do kind of these extraordinary events, in this case, a pilgrimage of 50 miles, that it still reminds us of what we are trying to do each day. The reminder that we're always on a pilgrimage per se. That we are wayfarers in this life. We talked about that many different times, but you can't stress it enough of the fact of we are not meant for this world. We're not meant for this life. And so if we have that reminder to us, we understand that as we go through this life, well, then we will seek the strong haven for us. We will seek the things that will help us, prayer being one, certainly. But then we look to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So on August 13th is the Feast of Our Lady, Refuge of Sinners, which I think is a great title that Our Lady has been given by the Church. One, we're all sinners and we all need her intercession. So we all turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary for that. But then also when we look at the hymn, the Ave Maria Stella, the Hail Star of the Sea, you know, in that we also remind ourselves of how we are sinners and how we are bound by the chains of sin. And that's what we beseech God for, that's what we ask for, that's what we pray for, to be released from these chains that bind us. And God willing, all of us, we know what are our sins, we know what are the things that bind us. And so when we think of that hymn, when we pray, when we sing that hymn, or we recite it, I mean, that's what's important for us to try to see what the words are saying for us. What is the intention? What are we trying to ask for from that? That the chains be loosed that are around us. And as I say, all of us should have a greater understanding of that. Especially as we try to examine our conscience, we try to go to confession frequently, we see where we are. And we see what we struggle with. And from that, well, therefore, that's what we're asking Our Lady to help us with. Or just the idea of being on the sea itself. You know, we're saying that she's the star of the sea. If you've been on a boat or different things, you recognize that, where sometimes the waves can be much coming up against it. Or we think about the parable when our Lord was in the boat with the apostles, and they thought they were going to die. They thought they were going to perish because of the waves. Basically, our Lord reminds them of the fact of, oh, ye little faith, where is your confidence and your trust in me? Or maybe you were hit by the storm yesterday with the 70-mile-an-hour winds and the water everywhere. Out in front of the prior, we saw the water. It looked like an ocean coming, sliding across our front lawn and different things. And it was like, and that can be a good reminder, too, of the waves of the water coming against you. Or as I say, the winds itself, the winds of life striking against us. And that's where when we look at the soul is like this boat that is out in the sea itself. And so it's trying to get to the safe harbor of heaven, obviously. But then it looks to Our Lady, and that's where also in that it talks about Our Lady being this harbor for us. This help to us in this life. And so she is that safe gate that we turn to. And so as we recognize this fact on this feast day of hers, of the privilege that was given to her, being assumed body and soul into heaven, we know that God has given her to us as a means, as a help, as a guidance. And that's where we turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Against when we have the temptations, the trials of our lives coming up against our soul, our boat, we can say. These waves crashing up against that. Well, we need to turn to someone. And we can turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary for that. Praying to her, as I say, think of that hymn where we recognize the fact of her being this safe gate for us. But we're trying to guide our soul into that port. And maybe sometimes we get lost, sometimes we go, our compass turns us the wrong way because of our sins, because of our weaknesses that we have. We need to right the ship. We need to get the ship correct in its path. And that's where then we have someone like that in the Blessed Virgin Mary as an intercessor. She will intercede for our intentions. She will intercede for our soul. And so as we see the waves crashing up against us, turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Seek her help, and especially, I would say, with the rosary has been given to us as a weapon, as a means. Take comfort in the fact of praying your rosaries. You know, try to say an extra decade a day or even an extra rosary if you have the time. That devotion that you will have to the Blessed Virgin Mary will be a safeguard for you. And that is why many of the spiritual authors, or we see with the saints, but they say when what souls have a true devotion to Our Lady, they will not be lost. And it's because of this fact of what we turn to Our Lady for. She's the safe gate, the safe haven for us. She is our mother that watches over her children. And so let us remind ourselves of not only when we see in the liturgy of how important the Blessed Virgin Mary is, but as we see the different devotions, the different prayers, the different hymns that we can recite to Our Lady and the meaning of them and why we would turn to her. So I would say as we prepare for our pilgrimage, as we're trying to gain the graces to help us to get to that holy place at the very end, being heaven, that as we prepare for our pilgrimage this year, well, to turn to Our Lady and ask for that help. Beseech her for the help that you need. And again, that hymn, it asks for us to obtain the purity of life and a safe pilgrimage. So it's very apropos as we prepare for this. But that is an intention that we ask for in that. That yes, that God grants us the purity of life that we need, which is necessary for us to get to heaven. But that also that we have a safe pilgrimage throughout our life. Will we still have our difficulties and our temptations and our trials and our struggles? Absolutely. Will we still have the water crashing up against, in a sense, our boat? We will. But we have those that we can turn to, and the Blessed Virgin Mary being one. And that is where, then, when we look at this month dedicated to her Immaculate Heart, we know again that the Church, through Fatima, has given this devotion as a safeguard to us, as a safe haven, the devotion to her Immaculate Heart. And so therefore, I will leave you with the words of consolation that she said to the children at Fatima, "I will never forsake you. My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the way that will lead you to God." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.